Thank you for joining me to hear about the story of William, the third Lord Forbes. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, William Forbes was born about 1440 as the eldest son of James Forbes, then the Master of Forbes, and the daughter of Sir William Keith, 1st Earl Marshal. He was named after his uncle, William Forbes, Provost of St. Giles Cathedral of Edinburgh, and great-uncle Sir William Forbes, the first Lord Pitsligo. He was later named Grey Willie for his prematurely grey hair and fair complexion. At the age of about 11 or 12, William accompanied his father to the Battle of Brechin on May 18, 1452. Father and son joined William Seton, Earl of Huntly, who led an army on behalf of James II, King of the Scots. They defeated the rebel army of Alexander Lindsay, the 4th Earl of Crawford, and James Douglas, the 9th Earl of Douglas. Now, you can learn more about this battle on the podcast featuring James II, Lord Forbes. Even though he was not yet a teenager during the battle, contemporaries noted that he was a hardy and mettlesome gentleman and gave uncontested proofs of his resolution and bravery. In fact, his behavior during the battle was certainly noted by the Earl of Huntly. He later approved William's betrothal to his daughter, Christian Gordon. William succeeded his father as the third Lord Forbes upon his father's death in 1462. Sometime between then and 1468, he married Christian Gordon and received a charter of the lands of various property from the Earl, his father-in-law. Now, William appeared as a proxy for the Earl of Huntly in the Parliament of October 9, 1464. 3 years later, in 1465, he entered into a bond of man rent, or what we call it now a bond of mutual support, with the heads of Clan Hatton for the defense and protection of their respective families. William also gave a bond of man rent for himself and his heirs to Alexander, Earl of Huntly, similar to that made with Clan Hatton. Huntly signed this on the same day as an equivalent bond, obliging himself to assist and defend William, Lord Forbes, against all enemies. King James III confirmed Lord Forbes as a Lord of Parliament in a charter dated August 19, 1474. Now, Lord Forbes died sometime between 1477 and 1483. By his wife Christian, he had three sons. Alexander, the fourth Lord Forbes, who unfortunately died without issue. Arthur, the fifth Lord Forbes, who also died without issue. And finally, John, who became the sixth Lord Forbes upon the deaths of his two brothers. And that is the story about William, the third Lord Forbes. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society. Thank you.